There can be no doubt of it. He is the one spoken of in the prophecies. The Dark One is breaking free of his prison. The last battle is coming, and the Dragon Reborn must be there to face him, or the world is doomed to fire and destruction so long as the Wheel of Time turns. And he runs free, daughters. We do not know where he is. We know a dozen places he is not. He is no longer in Tyr. He is not here in the tower, safely shielded as he should be. He brings the whirlwind down on the world, and we must stop it if there is to be any hope of surviving Tarman Gaiden. We must have him in hand to see he fights in the last battle. Or do any of you believe he will go willingly to his prophesied death to save the world? A man who must be going mad already? We must have him in control. Mother, Alviarin began with that irritating lack of emotion, but Elida stopped her with a glare. Putting our hands on Randall Thor is more important by far than skirmishes in Shinar, or whether the Blight is quiet, more important than finding Elaine or Galad, more important even than Mazrim Taim. You will find him. You will! When next I see you, each of you will be ready to tell me in detail what you have done to make it so. Now you may leave me, daughters. A ripple of unsteady curtsies, breathy murmurs of, "As you command, mother," and they came close to running, Jolene helping Shemarin wobbling to her feet. The yellow sister would do nicely for the next example. Some would be necessary to make sure none of them slid back, and she was too weak to be allowed in this council. Of course, this council would not be allowed to continue any longer in any case. The hall would hear her words and leap. All save Alviarin went. For a long moment after the door had closed behind the others,